Here is the scenario. You are cruising at flight level 350 over the Eastern Mediterranean. Your flight management system starts behaving strangely. Your GPS position suddenly shows you 50 miles from where you actually are. Your ADS-B out is happily broadcasting that false position to every controller and traffic display in range. The aircraft next to you has no idea where you really are. Neither do you. This is not a hypothetical. This has happened. It is happening right now. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we are talking about GPS spoofing, what it does to ADS-B surveillance integrity, and why the technical fix is a lot harder than anyone expected. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument-rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. Let's break this down from the foundation, because the architecture of the problem matters. Automatic dependent surveillance broadcast works by taking your GPS-derived position and encoding it alongside your altitude, speed, heading, and aircraft identification. That package gets transmitted on one of two frequencies. 978 MHz for the Universal Access Transceiver, or UAT, used by most general aviation aircraft in lower airspace. 1,090 MHz extended SQDR for everything above 18,000 feet and most of the instrument flight rules world. Ground stations receive that data, relay it to air traffic control, and controllers get a surveillance picture of every equipped aircraft. Your traffic display gets it too, through the Traffic Information Service Broadcast, or TISB, uplink that pushes nearby traffic onto your screen. The whole architecture assumes one thing, that the GPS position you are broadcasting is accurate. Spoof the GPS, corrupt the position, and you have handed air traffic control a lie wrapped in a perfectly valid ADS-B transmission. GPS spoofing is not the same as jamming. Jamming cuts off your GPS signal entirely, and your receiver knows something is wrong. Spoofing is more insidious. A counterfeit signal, broadcast from a ground transmitter at the right frequency, overwhelms the genuine satellite signal. Your receiver locks on, it reports coordinates. They are just the wrong coordinates, and the system has no built-in mechanism to tell the difference. The physics make this easier than it should be. The GPS signal that reaches your antenna has traveled 20,000 kilometers from orbit. By the time it arrives, it is extraordinarily weak, roughly 20 watts spread across the entire hemisphere. A relatively modest ground transmitter can overpower it. That is not a secret. It has been a known vulnerability of satellite navigation since the 1990s. Aviation knew this when ADS-B was designed. The mandate went forward anyway because the safety case was overwhelming and spoofing was considered a niche threat. It is no longer niche. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency, or EASA, started publishing GPS interference advisories around 2022. What they documented was not just weak signals or lost lock. Aircraft operating in Eastern European airspace, particularly near the Ukraine border and along corridors over the Baltic and Black Sea regions, were reporting position displacement. Not random drift, systematic displacement where the GPS showed a position in an entirely different country from where the aircraft actually was. Some crews reported their systems showing them over Helsinki when they were above the Baltic Sea. Others were shown as inside restricted military airspace. They were nowhere near. The Middle East pattern followed, concentrated around Iran, Iraq, and more recently spreading through Lebanese and Eastern Mediterranean airspace. Ops Group, the pilot safety organization that has been tracking GPS anomalies more aggressively than most official bodies, reported in 2023 that GPS spoofing events in that region were occurring on essentially a daily basis for aircraft transiting certain corridors. The reporting tends to focus on the navigation problem. Crews confused about their actual position. That is a real hazard and worth every word written about it, but here's what most people miss. The surveillance dimension is equally serious and gets far less attention. When your ADS-B out is transmitting a false position, you are invisible in the wrong place. Controllers may see a conflict that does not exist. Or worse, they may not see one that does. Other aircraft nearby are receiving your false position on their traffic displays. The TISB picture degrades for everyone in the area. Cooperative surveillance. The entire cooperative principle that ADS-B is built on depends on every participant broadcasting an accurate position. Spoof one aircraft and you have introduced a corrupted data point into a system that has no native way to flag it. There was a documented incident over the Eastern Mediterranean in 2023 where a commercial aircraft's flight management system indicated it had flown into a military restricted zone. The crew contacted controllers. Controllers had to work through the confusion. The aircraft had not penetrated any restricted airspace. It had been spoofed into believing it was somewhere it was not, and the ADS-B system broadcast that false position faithfully. The data tells an interesting story when you look at why some aircraft handle this better than others. It comes down to whether the airframe has an inertial reference system, or IRS, capable of maintaining an independent position solution. A modern transport category aircraft typically carries three IRS units. They dead reckon position using accelerometers and gyroscopes from a known starting point. If the GPS says you jumped 50 miles in 2 seconds and the IRS says you have not moved, that contradiction is the detection mechanism. Crews are trained to recognize the disagreement and treat the IRS as the authoritative source while investigating. The complication is drift. Inertial systems accumulate position error over time without GPS updates to correct them. And a sophisticated spoof does not necessarily jump your position suddenly. A slow walk, incrementally shifting the reported position over minutes, can drag a GPS-dependent IRS along before anyone notices the discrepancy. That is the more refined attack profile, and it has been observed in documented incidents. For general aviation pilots, the picture is more constrained. Most GA aircraft outside the turbine category have no IRS at all. Navigation is GPS, full stop. ADS-B out is GPS, full stop. Spoof the GPS, and you have compromised everything simultaneously. The Federal Aviation Administration published guidance specifically addressing GPS spoofing and required navigation performance operations, acknowledging the problem and recommending crews monitor for anomalies, cross-check multiple navigation sources, and file reports when they observe anomalous behavior. That is all sound advice, but the guidance is operational. It describes what crews should do. It does not mandate a technical solution because no simple, universally deployable technical solution is certified and ready right now. ESA has gone slightly further, requiring operators on certain routes to include GPS spoofing briefings in their dispatch procedures and to document backup navigation plans for position degradation scenarios. Several European carriers added inertial cross-check procedures as a standard line item on their spoofing exposed route briefings. So what does the technical solution landscape actually look like? Several approaches are under active development. None of them are ready to solve this problem fleet-wide in the near term. The first is enhanced receiver autonomous integrity monitoring. Traditional receiver autonomous integrity monitoring, or RAIM, detects satellite failures by comparing signals from multiple satellites against each other. Enhanced RAIM for spoofing would add detection algorithms that look for signature characteristics specific to counterfeit signals. Certified implementations for aviation exist in early form but are years from widespread availability. The second approach is multi-frequency, multi-constellation receivers. When your receiver is simultaneously tracking GPS on two frequencies, plus Europe's Galileo system, plus Russia's GLONASS, plus China's Beidou, the spoofing challenge becomes dramatically harder. A spoofing transmitter has to counterfeit multiple frequencies across multiple satellite systems with sub-microsecond timing precision simultaneously. Not impossible, but the technical bar is much higher. The FAA is working toward requiring dual-frequency GPS for certain operations. Broad updates to ADS-B receiver requirements to mandate multi-constellation capability are not on the near-term rulemaking calendar. The third approach is the one I find most interesting from a system standpoint. Ground-based position, cross-checking. The ADS-B ground station network that already receives your broadcast position could theoretically use multi-lateration to independently calculate where you actually are based on the time difference of arrival of your signal at multiple stations. If the multi-lateration-derived position and your GPS-derived broadcast position disagree beyond a threshold, that is a flag. The ground station network is already deployed. The concept is compelling because it requires no changes to the aircraft side at all. Researchers and FAA technical partners have evaluated this seriously. The challenge is implementing it at scale with the latency and coverage consistency that active air traffic management demands. Doable in principle, not trivial in practice. The honest assessment, ADS-B surveillance integrity in GPS spoofing environments is a real active vulnerability. Not theoretical, not future risk, operational today in multiple regions. Current mitigation is procedural. Crews and dispatchers work around the problem with briefings, cross-checks, and backup procedures. That is the right approach for right now. But it is not a permanent answer. The technical solutions are in the pipeline. The aviation certification timeline is what it is. Widespread deployment of spoofing-resistant, multi-constellation receivers across the global fleet is probably 5 to 10 years from being the norm. In the meantime, the threat is not standing still. The capability to generate convincing GPS spoofing signals is spreading beyond the nation-state actors that first deployed it. That is a concerning trajectory. What can you do right now? If you're operating anywhere near an active conflict zone or a region with known GPS anomalies, the Ops Group GPS Interference Tracker is worth bookmarking as a pre-flight resource. EASA and the FAA both publish their own GPS interference advisories and NOTAMs. Check them before you depart. Carry backup navigation capability and know how to use it. Distance measuring equipment, VOR, and heading. Know where your nearest conventional ground-based navades are along your route. Cross-checking your GPS position against a VOR radial takes about 30 seconds and tells you immediately whether your GPS position is in the neighborhood of reality. And if you observe anomalous GPS behavior in flight, report it. The FAA and ESA both have reporting mechanisms. The surveillance picture of where and when spoofing is occurring depends on crews filing those reports. Every data point refines the threat map for the next crew on that route. The larger engineering question sitting underneath all of this is one aviation will have to address seriously over the coming decade. We built a mandate that put ADS-B on essentially every instrument-capable aircraft. We made cooperative surveillance the backbone of the traffic picture for controllers and pilots alike. The safety case was right. The Alaska Capstone data from the early 2000s made the accident statistics clear. ADS-B earned its central role. But every system has attack surfaces. When a surveillance architecture this critical rests on a single underlying technology that can be silently compromised without the receiver knowing. That is an engineering debt that has to be paid. Not with procedures forever. With certified technical resilience, the work is happening. The timeline is honest. It is slow. The question is whether the pace of spoofing capability development in the threat environment outruns the pace of defensive certification. That tension is one of the defining avionics challenges of the next 10 years. My sources for today include Ops Group's GPS interference advisories and their 2023 documentation of Eastern Mediterranean incidents, EASA's GPS signal degradation operational bulletins, and the FAA's published guidance on GPS spoofing and navigation integrity. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. Check your navades before you trust your Magenta line. See you next time.